We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so back in January of 2021, January 19th, after the Saints season was over, Adam Schefter from ESPN said that Michael Thomas is likely to have surgeries on torn deltoid and other injured ligaments that he played all weekend with, and the expectation is that Thomas would be recovered in time for summer OTAs under a normal off-season calendar. Well, we found out last week that he had surgery in June, and as a result is going to miss a lot of this season. And it surprised me because it seems as though, and maybe I don't know, you know, my you-know-what from a hole in the ground, but it seems like at this level, when you're getting paid that much money to play, you have to go the route that you know will get you ready to play next year, not something that might work, and if it doesn't, then you're going to miss half of the season. But I could be wrong. Let's find out. Let's talk to David Elias, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Doctor, let's talk about the surgery itself and the injury. What exactly is torn, what is it, deltoid and ligaments in the ankle?
Well, he had a typical high ankle sprain, and there's multiple ligaments in the ankle that can tear with these injuries. It depends on if the foot is twisted out or in. And the deltoid is just one of the ligament, one of the main ligaments of the ankle, and it's the one that's on the inside of the ankle. A lot of times when you tear your ligaments, you tear the ankle, you tear the ligaments on the outside of the ankle, but you can also get a multi-ligament ankle sprain, and that's what he did. I mean, he obviously had a multi-ligament ankle sprain, and, you know, these are hot topics these days in athletes. A lot of times we'll choose to do, you know, early surgery within a couple of weeks of the injury to try to speed the recovery up. Most of these ankle sprains heal on their own, and it just takes time.
But, well, let me ask you this then. If you can't force somebody, obviously, to have surgery if they don't want to. But if you're looking at it as a highly talented, highly paid athlete, and you want to make sure that they're available the following season, am I wrong in thinking, well, let's go ahead and get the surgery done? Like, a lot of times you'll see people get surgery done the day after the injury. Not that it could have happened in this case, because he played with pain last year, and a coach just told him that even hurt, they were better with him than without him. But what is the current practice in sports medicine? You understand, I think, where I'm going here, where one way you know he's going to be ready, and the next way, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, certainly this is a tough question, because I don't know his specific injuries. I didn't see his MRI. But, you know, from what we've all heard, it was a high ankle sprain with multiple ligaments that were torn. Now, if you know someone's going to need surgery, yeah, you do it right at the end of the season so that they have 8-9 months to recover and they're ready for the next season. I guess I presume that he was doing okay in the off season, and which is you know, typical. Most people will heal these ligaments without surgery, and you know, you give them time, and then by the time the next year comes, they're ready to go. The only thing I can think of is maybe he was doing well right after surgery. I mean, right after the season, and at some point probably developed some chronic ankle instability, which is a minor percent of people who have these ankle sprains. And if he was still having some mild instability, then ultimately surgery is probably the best way to guarantee that he can perform at the highest level. And why it happened in June instead of last March, I can't really answer that. Maybe the only thing I can presume is that he was doing okay, and maybe early summer he started having some problems, and then they decided to do the surgery to just, you know, make sure that he's at least back at a higher percentage once the season starts.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I heard Deuce McAllister tell Christian Garrick on Friday afternoon, I think it was, that once you get cut on, it's never the same. I've had two knee replacements, a couple of different surgeries. I'm not a professional athlete, nowhere near that. But I do know it wasn't the same because it was better. In one case, it was better than before. And the thing that I have a hard time getting past, and I know, Doc, you don't know his personal case, but it just seems like, again, people get surgeries or don't get surgeries because they can't afford to miss work. And it just seems like the first step here is maybe it's not the ideal way to do it, but you're getting paid a lot of money and you need to make yourself available. So if we do the surgery, you're going to be able to play at the high level. And if not, then maybe we have to do the surgery later and you're going to miss a lot of the season. Well, then I think at that point, you got to have the surgery, at least from the team standpoint, I would think, but the player may look at it differently. 821. Text me. What do y'all think? 504-260-1870. How surprised were you about Michael Thomas and the June ankle surgery? Time for traffic now on WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the news that we got on Friday about Michael Thomas going to miss a lot of the season. I'd say at least half of it at this point with the surgery that he had in June. And it was reported, if you go back to the end of last season, that he was going to have it in January. And I'm wondering why you would not err on the side of making sure he's ready to play if you're an elite athlete at that level getting paid. And I'm not saying there's a case at all, but the only thing I thought of when I heard about it was, if you saw The Last Dance, you know, there was that quote from Scottie Pippen about he delayed his surgery because he didn't want to mess up his summer. And I'm not saying Michael Thomas did that at all, but Dr. David Elias, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA, how successful is this surgery, generally speaking? Because, again, I know there are some things where you're never the same. Once you get surgery, like a meniscus surgery, for example, they're just cutting out the bad part or cleaning it up. They're not really repairing anything. But is this ankle surgery different than that?
No, I think that if he's having true ankle instability that's limiting him, then the surgery can be very successful, especially with the modern techniques that we're using today. And, you know, again, everybody wants to know, why did he wait? You know, from my experience, I mean, he wants to be back. His agent wants him to be back. The team wants him to be back. The team physicians want him to be back. And the only thing I can guess is that he was probably doing well. And who knows, maybe he had another ankle sprain or another injury that wasn't reported in early summer, and they at that point it changed their mind, their way of thinking, and then decided, okay, the best thing to prevent future problems and help his current instability will be to do the surgery. I think if they knew he was going to need surgery in June, I think everybody on the team, on his personal medical team, would have probably chosen to do it earlier. Again, I mean, I think the goal is to get him back as soon as possible. So I think something, you know, probably changed in the course of the last 3-4 months that led to surgery. But I mean, if he needs the surgery, then the surgery is going to be can be very successful in getting him back to the old Michael Thomas.
So Adam Schefter is not always accurate, but he did report January 19th, 2021, that Michael Thomas was likely to have surgeries. I guess at that point they were still evaluating it. But if I'm the athlete and I'm saying, Doc, I want to make damn sure that I'm there for training camp, that I'm there for OTAs, upside, downside, is there a bad thing about having a surgery? If anything, is that surgery going to make it stronger for the future?
No, there's definitely a downside to every surgery, and even this one. I mean, you can get infection. You know, you're drilling holes in the bone. You could potentially set up for a potential fracture in the future. So there's definite, you know, there's a lot of people out there that believe that we're performing this surgery too much, right, because of the potential complications. So, you know, if you go fix him and something happens and he breaks his ankle, then everybody's saying, why didn't he get surgery? Mm-hmm. Why did he get surgery?
So as it stands now, from what you know, the surgery in June, rehabilitation, et cetera, would he be back for the second half of the season at full strength?
I would think so. Usually by 4 months out from this surgery, you've got your athlete running, jumping, and performing at a pretty high level. You know, with the latest techniques, too, we're now adding to the reconstruction. We're adding something called an internal brace that can help give it a stronger repair. And you know, by doing that, you can get them out of the splint quicker, get them walking faster, get them jogging faster, and ultimately getting back playing faster. Again, I don't know the extent of his surgery, so it's hard to guess when he'll be running at full force. But I would guess somewhere between 4 months from surgery, he should be starting to dress out and play.
Doc, I appreciate your time. I really do, and your expertise. Thank you. Have a good day, right?
Okay.
And a good week.
You too.
Dr. David Elias, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA. I'm not quite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.